The Stellenbosch University Law Clinic has started with a historic class action case against a dozen websites it believes tricked thousands of South Africans into subscribing for unwanted legal services. It is a first for the country where South African courts will rule on things like dark pattern marketing and so-called click-wrap agreements. These are text-heavy agreements that users tick when using some websites or buying things online. Joining us to discuss this issue, we have the Law Clinic Senior Attorney and Lecturer, Stephen van der Merwe. Stephen, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning. Thank you. And morning to your listeners as well.
Explain to our listeners how this actually works. What kind of people would go onto these websites? What would they be looking for? What would they click on? And what happens thereafter?
So what the allegations are is that these websites, and these websites are typically called names like Loan Hunter or Loan Scout or Loan Finder. So when people go onto the internet, and these are normally people that are desperate to find loans, and they Google loan finding services or loans themselves, then they get onto these types of internet websites, and they're then presented with what appears to be an application form for a loan or a loan finding service. But what they're not aware of is that in the small text, there's basically these links, like you referred now, these click wrap agreements. So these little boxes that you need to click in order to indicate that you agree with the terms and conditions of the website. And when you can only, that your application form that asks for details like your ID, your telephone number, your bank details, etc., that can only be processed once you click that little box. Now, that little box has got separate hyperlinks connected to it, and these hyperlinks take you to different pages. And in the small print of one of those pages, you're told that, in fact, what you're doing is you're not applying for a loan or a loan finding service, but you're applying for a so-called legal service package. Why anyone would go onto a website called Loan Hunter to apply for a legal services package is kind of the point, but so then what people find is that instead of getting a loan, they then find that there's a deduction from their bank account that happens on a monthly basis. And if and when they're able to stop those deductions, then they get harassed by these websites. The websites contact them and say, you owe us this money, and they get sent fake summonses and letters of demands, etc. And so what the Law Clinic has done is we've now brought a class action against a number of these websites. We instituted action in July 2019 and in September 2019 and in July of this year, 2021, the Western Cape High Court has now granted a certification application in favor of the class.
So is this a first in terms of this kind of modus operandi?
I don't think so. I suspect that if you ask about the modus operandi of the way that these...
No, I mean, is this a first type, a class action lawsuit against this type of activity?
Sure. In that regard, most definitely. We are on new terrain here, and for a number of reasons, largely an unprecedented terrain. Like you mentioned, again, in terms of just substantive law, it will be the first time that our courts test the use of the so-called dark pattern marketing. So this dark pattern marketing refers to this practice where it seems that appears that a website advertises one thing, but in fact it does something completely different. And then the websites try to get away with that on the basis of that you were supposed to read, the fine print, you were supposed to not click if you didn't read, those kinds of issues. And then also this click-wrap agreement issue, again, where you get into all kinds of terms and conditions by simply clicking a button. So that'll be tested. And then more importantly for us, it's going to be the first time that the court has actually been required to deliver a certification judgment in a consumer law class action in South Africa. So that's a big deal, because it opens the door now for consumer law class action in South Africa. It means that we will likely find now more situations where thousands of consumers can come together and say, we have all have similar claims, and we all have maybe small claims against one supplier or producer. It wouldn't be worth our while. We wouldn't be able to afford to institute separate claims against this party, but we can now come together. We can have a class representative, and that class representative can institute institute actions on our behalf as consumers.
In the process of initiating this class action legal suit, have you been able to uncover who the masterminds are? Are they South African-based?
It is. The allegations are that it is South African-based person specifically. There's one person that has been signing all the affidavits, and they're basically giving evidence on behalf of these websites. It's a person who registered these websites in 2015, has been operating them, but it also seems that what he does is he gets other people also to be directors on these companies. It's basically one mastermind behind it.
So it's basically one group of people running different websites?
Yes.
What kind of time frames are we looking at here, Stephen? How long does a class action legal suit take?
So that's a very good question. As I say, the initial application for class certification was now granted. So that took from September of 2019 up until July of this year. What happened now is that the court has now first considered just affidavits, the evidence presented by these consumers, and the court has now certified the class. So that means that the court has said that there is a class of consumers that can now approach the court. So what's going to happen next is that the Stellenbosch University Law Clinic will be issuing a summons on behalf of this class of persons. It will be issuing a summons against all of these websites. And now the court will have to conduct the hearing to decide whether what has been alleged up to now is in fact accurate, so that it is against the consumer protection law. It is against the common law for these kind of transactions to take place. So it's got to test then the dark pattern marketing, et cetera. And then the court will make a finding. So if the court then finds in the class action after the summons having been issued, after the hearing taking place in favor of the class, then it'll make an award. So there will then be a special master will then be appointed by the court. The special master will then be involved in enforcing the court's judgment. So there will be a payment that has to be secured from these websites, from the people behind them, and then there will have to be a division of those funds between the different class members.